Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris Fedor joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, what grinds your gears?
Just no customized jerseys, right, Andy? I mean, we're not putting our names on the back of a jersey and pretending like we play when we don't actually play, right?
There you go. There you go. But I'm telling you this. There is one jersey I would wear, and that is an authentic Chris Fedor kickball jersey. I would wear that with pride. What's our number? I don't even know what our number is now. But I would wear it just to have that Fedor name on the back of my jersey to wear with pride. Middle-aged man.
I guess the other thing that grinds my gears is this whole stick-to-sports culture. Like, I don't know where it came from. You're a human, right? You're an American.
Right.
Like, before I got into sports, before I covered basketball, like, I was on a golf team. I was on a bowling team. I played football growing up. So, I mean, yeah, basketball is what I do, and I love covering the sport, and sports is what I do, but that's not everything of who I am. You know what I mean? Like, these people that think that I can't know about football or I can't know about baseball or I can't know about these other sports because I simply cover basketball, that's so weird to me. I don't know where that came from. I don't know how that came about. I mean, Dustin Fox is on our station. He was a football player. He played in the NFL. Does that mean that he can't know about basketball? Does that mean that he can't know about baseball because he didn't play baseball? That makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
Chris, you know what I just realized? That in high school, when I got, I think I got an F on an algebra test and I was playing sports after school, I should have just said to the teacher at that point, hey, you know what? You can't expect me to do any better than an F. I need to just stick to sports.
That's exactly right. Stick to sports. You can't have any thoughts on politics. You can't have any thoughts on what's happening in the United States. You can't have any thoughts on anything. Because you're in sports, that's the only thing you can have a thought on, apparently. It's bizarre to me.
So now that you've laid that out for us, let's talk basketball.
Yeah.
You like the Disney World concept? Everybody goes and we're one great big bubble and maybe everybody goes and maybe everybody doesn't go. In other words, the Cavs might not be playing basketball. What do you think of this concept?
Well, Disney World makes a lot of sense because the two parties can help each other. The NBA can help Disney. Disney can help the NBA. It's more of a controlled environment. I think we've talked about this before, guys. When you're talking about this particular virus and this particular situation, so many things are out of your own control. So many things are out of sports control right now. So I think you're trying to control it as much as possible. And because Disney is a private entity, because they have the resources, because they have the hotels, because they have the basketball facilities, all of those things make sense. I don't think there's any debate on whether Disney is the right place to go. And I don't think there's any debate at this point on whether the season is going to resume. The season's going to come back. It's just how many teams are going to be involved and what format are they going to come back to? Is it going to be straight to the postseason? Is it going to be some semblance of the regular season first? Like, those are the biggest questions, because I think if we start by what we know right now, what we can know, it's that the season is coming back and it's going to be in Disney.
I want to get to what that the general manager's opinion poll that they did the other day, but I want to ask you this. You know, part of the thing about going to Disney was the NBA is talking about being able to let these guys bring their families with them if they go to Disney, right? You've heard this, right? We're on the same page? Okay. And I just read, I think it was Wall Street Journal yesterday, said Disney World probably is going to gradually start to open on July 11th. So if they're trying to, like, sequester NBA players with their families and their kids and they're at Disney and they're trying to get them to stay in the same hotel, you can't tell me that if you've got a kid who's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, they're not going to be saying, hey, Mom, Dad, can we go in the park? I think there's going to be some little hurdles there, don't you think?
Of course. I think any plan that any sports league comes up with is not foolproof. You can poke holes in a lot of it. And I was talking to a GM about this the other day. It's just making the best of all the bad decisions that are in front of you. And there's no way to make everybody happy. The players aren't fully going to be happy. The owners aren't going to be fully happy. The key is keeping these guys healthy, safe, and protected in the best possible environment, understanding that there are going to be absolute hurdles when it comes to facilities, practice time, scrimmages, what's the right number of games, what's the right format. It's just none of these decisions are great decisions, and I think everybody involved understands that. So they're trying to find the best possible compromise so that these guys can still be as healthy, safe, protected, and they can come back and play basketball.
Chris Fedor joining us, covers the Cavs for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Of course, works with us here at 92.3 The Fan as well. Chris, two things seem to be really clear from everybody that you hear on a national, local, any kind of a level talking about the return. Number one, the players have no interest in just starting the playoffs, boom, picking it right up because of the fact that they feel they will need some games, kind of warm-up games more than anything else. And if they're warm-up games, you'd have to assume they would be regular season games. You're not going to play, you know, preseason-type games now. I would think you'd just call them regular season games and move on. That appears to be one thing. And number two, it's real clear that the NBA thinks it would be a competitive disadvantage for teams if they don't get invited to participate in whatever it is that they are going to roll out, mainly for next season. In other words, no games for, say, the Atlanta Hawks, the Cavs, the Golden State Warriors, because they're out of it right now. So how do you deal with those two things? Does it mean you have to play some regular season games?
I don't think the NBA feels like they have to play regular season games. I don't think they feel that way. I think they should. I've talked about it repeatedly. I think it would be the best path forward. But I get it. You want to control this as much as possible. You want to limit the amount of exposure. You want to limit the amount of people. So if you're talking about bringing the Cavs and the Hawks and the New York Knicks and some of these bottom feeder teams, the Golden State Warriors, suddenly you're talking about hundreds of more people. And you're talking about chances of exposure increasing. And I don't think the NBA wants that. The sense that I get in talking to people around the NBA is that they feel like the right number is more than 16 and less than 30. And they're trying to figure out if it's 24, if it's 22, if it's 20, if it's 18. The model that I think the most momentum is behind right now is what they're referring to a playoff plus model. When talking to people around the NBA, including executives, when talking to people with the Cavs like I have this past week, playoff plus continues to come up the most. And okay. I think that would satisfy the most people. Sure, you're going to have teams like the Cavs that want to be there, and maybe they would gripe because they're not going to be involved. But I think there has to be a level of understanding that no decision is going to be made by Adam Silver and the Players Association and everybody involved without some kind of understanding that they recognize that not everybody is going to be happy. So I think, again, the best path forward is less than 30, but more than 16, because teams like the Blazers, teams like the New Orleans Pelicans, teams like the Sacramento Kings, they felt like the last couple of weeks of the regular season they had a real chance of sneaking into the postseason. And if you do playoffs plus, you can have more games, you can have more meaningful games, and you could have, I think, the different elements that Adam Silver is gunning for.
All right, so let's just define playoff plus one more time. It's basically what the NHL is doing, right? Same thing? Where the teams that are on the brink or close to making the playoffs would be included, while those teams that have no hope or have been eliminated are gone. Right?
Well, the teams on the brink would be included in a play-in right. type environment,
okay.
which would make it really, really interesting, really fascinating. So teams like Portland, New Orleans, the Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs, those teams would have to play their way in. The other teams that are already locked into the playoffs are locked into the playoffs.
Chris Fedor joining us. Can I look down the road a little bit? And we kind of put this off because of the current situation and the season and everything else. But the biggest thing that might happen for our franchise is the draft lottery and then the draft, because the Cavs are going to be up there. Well, yeah. What do you think their plan A would be? If they could pick one guy coming out, is it Wiseman, the 7-footer? Is it Anthony Edwards, the kid from Georgia? Is it Ball? Is it the guy from Israel? What do you think would be the best fit, and who would they really like to get their hands on?
So the draft is really fascinating, too, and that's another element that I think everybody involved has to kind of explore. So, like, if they come back with all 30 teams in Disney, are the standings frozen, or could some of these teams impact their lottery standing somehow, some way? And if a team like the Blazers in a play-in environment gets in and the Memphis Grizzlies get booted out for one reason or another, what happens with them when it comes to the standings and the lottery? So I think the NBA has to figure that out. Nobody really has answers to that. But when it comes to the Cavs, like, they've been doing their due diligence. They've been breaking down film. They've been putting together statistical analysis of all these different players. And the sense that I get is that they have a top tier of guys, and it's three of them. It's James Wiseman, Anthony Edwards, and LaMelo Ball. And I think no matter what the Cavs do, they're not going to let fit and position drive this decision. They're going to take a bunch of different factors, and they're going to cluster them together, and they're going to weight them. But they're not going to say, because we drafted Darius Garland last year and Colin Sexton the year before, LaMelo Ball is out. They're not going to do that. They don't feel like they're in a position to do that. Not to mention some of the best players in the NBA, in the NBA draft, this upcoming draft, are ones that play positions where the Cavs feel like they're pretty deep and talented. So if they were to go with James Wiseman, you know, that's because they feel like he's the most talented guy, despite the fact that they have committed a bunch of salary to Kevin Love, Andre Drummond, Larry Nance Jr., and maybe possibly Tristan Thompson. That's a long shot, but maybe possibly. So I think if they had the first overall pick, this is just me trying to read between the lines based on everything that I've heard, I think they would take LaMelo Ball because I think they feel like he's the best player in the draft.
Hello. What do you think of that, Chris? You think that's a good idea?
So the argument could be made, does he play the same position as Darius Garland? Yes. Do you want Colin Sexton to have the ball in his hands? Yes. Would it be a conflict? Would it be the perfect fit? No. But I think they can justify it by saying that LaMelo is more different than those two guys. So even though he plays the same position, he brings a different skill set. He brings different elements. He's got more size, right? He's got more versatility. He's more of a pass-first guy than a score-first type guy. So the skill set of LaMelo versus the other guards that the Cavs already have on the roster, I think is different enough that they could justify it. And I'd be on board with it because based on everything that I've seen from these draft prospects, to me, LaMelo is the best player in the draft. And if you have the first overall pick, I think you want to walk away with the guy that you feel like is the best player in the draft. Again, it's not ideal because of their guard setup. But at this point in time, I just don't think the Cavs are in any position to pass on that kind of talent.
All right, so there was another story that came out today, too. CBS was talking about this. The NBA could start free agency before the draft. Does that change, or could that potentially change what the Cavs would do in the draft? If they have the opportunity to pick somebody up in free agency, or they're I know what I think, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are. What are your thoughts?
No, not at all.
Nothing. Yeah.
They're not going to have free agency this offseason, the Cavs, anyway. Their free agent pickup is Andre Drummond. He's going to opt into his contract, and he's going to take all the salary cap space that they were supposed to have, and they were completely fine with that. At the time that the Cavs traded for Andre Drummond, they had looked around the entire NBA. They looked at free agency coming up, and they said to themselves, there is nobody that we could spend money on in free agency that is going to impact this franchise the way that Andre Drummond is. So when he picks up that option, that's our free agency pickup. The Cavs will be trying to use some of their mid-level exception, which teams over the cap have to use. That's going to be a very competitive market. They're going to be competing against a lot of playoff caliber teams when it comes to the mid-level exception. But go through and Google top 100 free agents in the NBA in 2021, print that out, and throw it in the trash. Because the Cavs are not going to be able to get any of those types of players because they're not going to have the money to get those guys. They're probably not going to have the money to get a caliber of Joe Harris. Like, what they would have to do in free agency is take guys whose best basketball is in front of them, and maybe they haven't lived up to what a lot of people thought they would be. Like Derrick Jones Jr. of the Miami Heat. Miami might not be able to keep him on a long-term deal because they want to free up cap space for 2021. They don't want to tie it into Derrick Jones Jr. Take a run at him with a mid-level exception. You could do that. You want to take a gamble on somebody like Harry Giles, who was once a first-round pick for the Sacramento Kings and never really lived up to that. That's the type of player that the Cavs would probably be targeting in free agency this offseason. But it would have no impact on what they would do for the draft coming up. And it has no impact on, I mean, in terms of how much better they're going to be going into 2020, 2021, because they're not high-level impact free agents that they could get.
Chris Fedor, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, you got it, guys. Anytime.
Chris Fedor.
I'll be at the gift shop to try to buy your kickball jersey, too, by the way.
That sounds great.
Okay, cool. Fedor joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hear what he just said. Wiseman, Edwards, Ball, the three guys that he thinks the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.